Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Krohn,
mechaber of the Sefer Nezer Avraham on Maseches Nazir.
Maseches Nazir has been dedicated in loving memory Ule'ilu Nishmas, Harold Groner, Tzvi Ben Yaakov Yosef.
Today's shiur is on Nazir Daf Gimel. The beginning of the Daf continues its discussion about the case of the Mishnah where the person says, Ehei Noeh, I will be beautiful, and that means that he'll be a Nazir. And the Gemara says on the bottom of Daf Beis Amud Beis that Shmuel says that that's only kshetofus besaroi when he's holding on to his hair. If he's not grabbing onto his hair, so then we think that he might mean that he'll just be beautiful in kiyum ha-mitzvahs. But now that he's holding on to his hair, it's clear that he means nazirus. The Mefarish on the bottom of Beis Amud Beis says that he's referring to physical beauty. Sheyehei saroi megudol yafa, he'll be handsome with long hair, and that's his reference to nazirus. Tosfos says that it's continuing with the understanding of the Havamina, that it's referring to a spiritual beauty, a beauty of mitzvahs, but not a general hisnoa lefan of b'mitzvahs. Specifically, I will beautify myself with the mitzvah of nazirus, because that's a mitzvah hatluya besar, a mitzvah that involves growing the hair, and that's what the person means when he's holding his hair and says, Ehei Noah. The Gemara wonders, how could it be that this is called a beautiful thing if nazirus is considered a chait? And the Gemara says that Rabbi Elazar HaKapar that says that a nazir is a chaita is referring only to a nazir tameh, not a nazir tahar. A nazir tahar is not considered a chaita. Tosfos on the bottom of Beis Amud Beis Dibur HaMaschel VaAmai asks from the Gemara later on Daf Yutes, the Gemara in other places as well, that's mavur that Rabbi Elazar HaKapar considers a nazir achoite even if he's not a nazir tameh. Even a regular nazir tahar who goes through the regular tkufa of nazirus without being over the avera, he's still called a achoite because he is tzier atzmai min hayayin. He was mitzayer himself by being mekabel on himself nazirus and asering himself on wine. If that's the chait of nazirus, nothing to do with the fact that he became tameh, so then how could nazirus be considered a davar noa? Why does our Gemara say that the whole concept of nazir chayte is only by a nazir tameh, if we know from other places that even a nazir tahar is considered a chayte? So Tosfos says that by a nazir tahar, it's true that he has an aspect of chayte. Mikol mokim ha-mitzvah rabo al ha-chayt. It's still considered a positive thing, a good thing, because in the general picture, if you look at the whole picture, the mitzvah is greater than the chayt. A nazir tameh is called a chayte. But a nazir tahar, it has an aspect of a chayte, because he's tzir atzim and ayayin, but it's still considered a mitzvah, it's still considered a good thing, and therefore the terminology of na'ev, being something beautiful, can be appropriate even to nazirus. There are achroinim who are very bothered with the concept that Tosfos is mechadish. In the Hagois of Rabbi Elazar Moshe Horovitz in the back of the Gemara, he says, Eich yeh dover echor aveira u'mitzvah. How could you tell me that nazirus, when it's not a nazir tameh, a regular nazir tahar, is an aveira because tzir atzim in ayayin, and it's also a mitzvah, in the whole picture it's a mitzvah. How could one thing be an aveira and a mitzvah? The Netziv as well in Mirai Meisada says, Uva ani, I efshar li yis mitzvah v'chait biyachad. I don't understand how it could be a concept of a mitzvah v'chait biyachad. But Tosfos is mechadish to us that there is such a concept. As a matter of fact, Tosfos brings another dugma l'davar. When someone has a disturbing dream, so there's an inyan to do a tainus chaloim right away, and even if it's on Shabbos, he does a tainus chaloim on Shabbos. The Gemara in Tainus Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis tells us yafe tainus lechaloim even if it's on Shabbos, but leisiv tanisa letanisa, since he fasted on Shabbos, and there's an avera to fast on Shabbos, so he has to sit at betainus. He has to be mekabel tainus for Sunday to make up for the fact that he did a tainus on Shabbos. But we see that it's a good thing. It's mevatel the bad dream. So Tosfos says, yes, the mitzvah of fasting on Shabbos, the mitzvah of that fasting is mevatel the chaloim, but there is a ktsas avera because he fasted on Shabbos. So he has to be yoishev tainus letanisa. But there also we see a concept that even though there is an aspect of an avera in a person's actions, but in the general picture it could be considered a good thing. It's not called a chayte. The good outweighs the bad, and therefore it will be considered in the general picture, it will be considered a mitzvah. And that's what Tosfos here holds, legabe nazirus. If a person is not Metame himself, it's a regular Nazir Tahar. There is an aspect of Chet of Tzir Atzim min Ayayin, but in the whole picture, it is a mitzvah. Toisis and Tainis Daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, and in Bava Kama, Daf Tzadi Aleph Amid Aleph, says the same thing as Toisis here on Daf Beis. However, it's important to mention a Yediya Gedoyla in the Shita Mikubetzes there in Bava Kama, on Daf Tzadi Aleph. He brings in the name of the Toisvis Shans, that's the Rashmi Shans, that he says a different teretz to Toisvis' Kasha. That really the Gemaras elsewhere are correct, that a Nazir is considered a Choyte even if he's a Nazir Tahar. This that our Gemara says that a Nazir Tahar is not called a Choyte, it doesn't mean to say that he's really not a Choyte. What it means is that people think that a Nazir Tahar is not a Choyte. B'nei Adam Toyim, people make a mistake and think that. Therefore, when this person says, Ahei Noeh, it could be that he means Nazirus. And if he's holding on to his hair, it sounds like he means Nazirus. And we know that a Nazir is a Choyte, and even a Nazir Tahar is a Choyte. And for the Gemara, according to Rabbi Lezer HaKapur that says Nazir Choyte, Hani Mili, meaning people think that Hani Mili Gabi Nazir Tameh, but by a Nazir Tahar, it's not called a Choyte. That's what people think, and therefore we could touch up that this person meant to be Makabel Nazirus, even though he called it a beautiful thing. So according to our Toisvis, and Toisvis in Tainis, and Toisvis in Bava Kama, both Gemaras are true. A Nazir Tahar is a Choyte, and is not a Choyte. He is a Choyte that is an aspect of a Chet, Shetzir Atzim and Ayayin, but he's not a Choyte in the general picture, because in the whole picture, HaMitzvah Rabba Al HaChet. But according to the Shita and Bava Kama, in the name of the Toisvis Shans, really, the Gemara elsewhere is correct that a Nazir Tahar is not called even a Nazir Tahar is called a Choyte. But this that our Gemara says that a Nazir Tahar is not called a Choyte, that's Bidas B'nei Adam. People make a mistake and think that a Nazir Tahar is not called a Choyte. That's why this person may very well mean that he'll be Noeh with the mitzvah of Nazirus. However, there is a Makam Iyun here. What does our Gemara mean that a Nazir Tameh is considered a Choyte? Because through his becoming Tameh, he has extended the Nazirus, because Hayamim HaRishayinim Yiplu, and then Dilma Asi Lemevar Al Nazirusai. L'chaira, if the person was Metameh himself in a careless way, or Bemezid, then I understand that that's a Chet. He was Metameh himself, and now he extended the Nazirus. But the Gemara in Krisoi Staf Tesamad Aleph learns out from the pasuk v'chiyamus meis alav b'fes apisoim that even if he becomes tamei meis b'shoigeg or even ba'aynes, still he hayamim harishayim yiplu. So if the halacha of nazir tamei applies even when it wasn't his fault, even if it was a total accident, how could we say that person is called a choyte? My havale lemevad, what should the person have done in a case where he is nitma ba'aynes? So the Lashon of Taisvis later on Daf Yud Tes Amid Aleph says Sheloi Nizhar Mituma, that he wasn't careful with the Tuma. And the Me'iri on Daf Beis Amid Aleph explains a little more, Shenisrashel Bishmirasai V'nitma, that the person was not so careful in his Shmira and became Tameh. And it seems that these Rishayim are telling us that even though it's true that in some cases Kiyomus Meis Alav B'fes HaPisayim, that if May someone suddenly dies and the Nazir did not anticipate this happening, still there is a little bit of a pshia, there is a little bit of a way that a person could have avoided it. And that's considered that he was Nisrashal Bishmirasai. Maybe the idea is that if you see that someone is sick and about to die, so then you should get out of the house, you shouldn't be there, you definitely shouldn't be touching him. And there are ways in most scenarios to avoid the Tumah. And if that's the case, he's considered a Nazir Choyte, even if it's B'shoigeg or B'aynes, because in most cases there was a way that he could avoid it. A shtickle smach ledavar you could bring from the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Kuf Amud Aleph, that the Gemara says that we send truma to a kayin who is an Arel because his brothers died machmas mila, mishum da anis, because the fact that he's an Arel is an oinis. But you don't send truma to a kayin who's tameh, even though he could be tamei ba'aynis. The Gemara says, "Hai nafish unsei, v'hai loy nafish unsei." The guy who's an arel because mesu ech of machmas imila, that's nafish unsei, that's a great aynis. Well, it's a sakana to give him a bris mila. But this guy who became tamei, even if it wasn't his fault, loy nafish unsei, the aynis is not a great aynis. And Rashi there in Yevamos Daf Kuf explains, the loy is dahers, because he wasn't careful from becoming tamei. So we see that even in a case where a person is nenas, to become tamei, it's called by Chazal loy nafish unsei. As a matter of fact, if you look in the Siddur Hagra by the Alchetz, when it says Alchetz shechatanu lefanecha ba'oines uveratzain, in the Siddur Hagra it explains that even by a chet that was done by Aines, we're still asking for kapara because hayaloi lizahir, he should have been careful not to do a chet even by Aines. And the pshat is l'chayra along these lines that, of course, when someone does an avera beratzin, that's an avera. But even by Aines, sometimes that situation of Aines could have been avoided at an earlier stage. And therefore, even by Aines, we need a kapara, we need a slich of a kapara. So the same thing, it's loy nafish unsei, and that's what it seems that the idea of a nazir, tameh, even by shoygeg or by Aines, is considered a chayte because there were ways that he could have avoided it. However, Tosfos on Daf Beis Amid Beis says a little differently, that the chet is because when a person becomes tameh and now his nazirus is extended, he's toya al harishonos. The derech of a person is that then he regrets being makabel on himself nazirus once he sees that it's going to be so long. And that's the chet, not the tumah. The tumah itself might have been ba'onis, but the fact that he's now toya al harishonos, that's the chet that is included in nazir tameh, in every nazir tameh. As a matter of fact, Tosis in Soita Daftes Vavamid Aleph says this matter of factly that the chait of a Nazir Tameh is Shemischaret Mishum Tsar Deboi Mistar Nisiruse. Because he's mischaret, he feels bad and regrets because of the tsar of now his extended period of Nazirus, so he's mischaret. So again, according to the Tosis and Dafyutes and the Meiri, it sounds like the chait is the Etzem Tuma, and even Ba'onis we have to explain that there was a certain Hisrashlus that he wasn't careful, but according to Tosis and Daf Beis Amid Beis and Tosis and Soita Daf Tesvav, it seems that the Etzem Tuma is not the chait that Chazal are referring to, but the mischaret, the Toyal HaRishonos, that is the chait of every Nazir Tameh. There is another mahalach said by the Netziv al HaTorah in the Hamik Dovar in Parashas Nosai, Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud Aleph, and he mentions it in the Meroi Mesada over here as well. And the Netziv says that the Kabbalah of Nazirus, the precious of Nazirus, is a very high madrega. Loi kol adam mesuga lakach. It's not the proper thing for everybody. It's only proper for someone who's on the right madrega. So a person is makabel Nazirus, it could be a great mitzvah, but it could also be a chait. If he's not on the right madrega for this, then it's a chait. He's tzir atzim min ayayin, and then there's a chait in the Kabbalah's Nazirus. How does one know if he is on the right madrega or not? So if Hashem sends him a situation during his Nazirus that Yomus Meis Alav Befes HaPisayim, that he becomes Tamei Meis and he couldn't have avoided it, it was an Oinus, Hashem is sending him a message that you were not Mesugal for Nazirus. And then the Etzem Kabbalas HaNazirus is a Chet. But not by a Nazir Tahar. A Nazir Tahar, when he's Makabal Nazirus, there's no chait involved. That could be a great thing. But a Nazir that became Tameh, that's a Simen. Heru loy min Shamayim. They showed him in HaShamayim that he wasn't right to be Makabal Nazirus. And therefore, the Etzem Kabbalas Nazirus of a Nazir who ends up being Tameh is a chait. So when our Gemara says that a Nazir Tameh is a chait, it's not the mere fact that he became Tameh that he should have been careful for. It's not the Toya al Harishonos. It's the Etzam Kabbalas HaNazirus. But only when he became Tameh are they showing him in HaShamayim that the Kabbalas HaNazirus was something above his Madrega. But without that, a regular Nazir Tahar is not considered a Chayte. I think it's Pashat that the Vart that the Netziv says that it's a simen min HaShamayim that he wasn't roy for the Kabbalas Nazirus, and therefore the Kabbalas Nazirus is a chait, is only when he is nitma ba'ayneis. If a person is nitma b'mezid, so then you can't say that's a simen min HaShamayim that he wasn't roy l'kach. He had bechira and he did it. Hashem didn't show him anything. He himself decided to become tamei. Ah, but in that case, we don't need pshatim why he's a nazir chayte. He's a chayte because he did b'mezid, b'kavana. He went and was metame himself. So then that's not what the Netziv is talking about. The whole Netziv is bothered by in the case of Befes HaPisayim where it came so suddenly. So then he wasn't a chayte with the Etzem Tuma. So then why is that called a Nazir chayte? On that the Netziv says, yes, but if it was an unavoidable oinus, that means that it was shown to him in HaShemayim that he was not Mesugal for Nazirus Tara. Well, if that's the case, the whole Nazirus was something that was above his Madrega and he wasn't Roy LeKabbalas HaNazirus. Therefore, he's called a Nazir chayte with the Etzem Kabbalas HaNazirus that was out of his league, and that's the mahalach of the Netziv and why a Nazir Tameh is called a Chayte. The Gemara at the turn of the Daf discusses the machlokes Reb Meir and the Chachamim when a person says Hare Alai Tzipayrim. The Reb Meir says that he's a Nazir, and the Chachamim say Einoi Nazir. The reason for Reb Meir is either, like Reish Lakish says, because when he says Hare Alai Tzipayrim, he is alluding to a pasuk in Daniel that talks about hair growing long next to the word Tzipayrim, and therefore he's alluding to the mitzvah of Nazirus, where he has to let his hair grow long. Or according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's talking about where a Nazir is Oiver Lafanov, and his Harei Alai Tzipayrim alludes to Kabbalas Nazirus, which may result in a Chiyuv to bring Tzipayrim if he becomes a Nazir Tameh. However, the Chachamim hold that a person is not a Nazir with the Lashon of Harei Alai Tzipayrim, and the Rambam says in Pirush HaMishnayis that even though, according to the Chachamim, a person is not a Nazir, Omnom chayev lahavi shtei soirim oy shnei b'nei yoina bilvad. V'yakriv oysam nedava. That he is mechuyev to bring a nedava of shtei soirim, two turtle doves, or two b'nei yoina, two young doves, even according to the Chachamim and according to the Halacha. And the Meiri on Daf Beis Amud Aleph as well says that even though according to the Chachamim there is no Nazirus on this person, but he is chayiv to bring a nadava of Shtei Sairim or Shnei B'nei Yoina. The Briskerov and the Chidushei HaGriz is Matmia. How could we say, according to the Chachamim, that the person had in mind to be mekabel on himself a nadava of Shtei Tzipayrim? The Gemara says that if a person had in mind to bring a nadava, he should have said, Harei Alai Kain. Harei Alai Kain mi bo'ile. That would be the Lashon if he was mekabel on himself a nadava. So if the Gemara says that, Svara, how could we say that the Chachamim hold that he was mekabel on himself to bring this as a nadava? However, the Karen Ayra explains that Gemara is explaining Ladas Reb Meir. According to Reb Meir, that we decide that the person means to be Makabal Nazirus, then we say, because if he would have meant Nadava, Harei Alai Kain mi ba'ilei, he should have said the Nusach Harei Alai Kain. But Einechanami, Baze Gufa Nechleku Chachamim al Reb Meir, that Chachamim hold that the person does mean that he's makabel on himself a nadava of tzipayrim, even though he did not use the lashon Harei Alai Kain, and therefore la halacha that we hold like the chachamim, even though the person is not a nazir, but he is mechuyev to bring a nadava of shtei sairim or shnei b'nei yoina. The Briskerov and the Chidushei HaGriz shows a diok from the lashon of the Pirush HaMishnayis that the person is mechuyev lahavi shtei sairim or shnei b'nei yoina. That the carbon nedava that this person is mechuyev to bring is specifically two tairim or two b'nei yoina. Surely not just one tair or one ben yoina, because he says harei alai tzipayrim, which is plural, but even one tair and one ben yoina is not enough. Even though l'chayr it's a nedava, who says there's no guidelines of a chiyuv of a nedava? If he says harei alai tzipayrim, l'chayr let him bring tair or a ben yoina, one of each. Why does it have to be shtei sairim like the Lashon HaRambam, shtei sairim or shnei b'nei yoina? So the Briskerov explains, based on the Yesoi that the Briskerov is very ma'arich about in his Sefer Chidushei Moran Riz Halevi al HaRambam and Hilchas Maisa HaKarbonais Perek Yudal at Halacha Beis. And there the Briskerov explains Bedas HaRambam and Bedas Rashi and Zvachim Daf Samach Zayin Amid Beis that this that it says in the Mishnah in Kinim, Perek Beis Mishnah Hei, that you can't bring a tar keneged ben yoina, v'loi ben yoina keneged tar. You can't bring one and one. That is not merely by a chayvas kain, by a chayva to bring a carbon of tzipayrim, but that is even by an adava, because the essence, the mahus of a carbon of tzipayrim is two tairim of the same min, or two b'nei yoina. One tar, one ben yoina, that is not a carbon of oifos. That is even by a carbon nedava when a person is makabel on himself, but there is no such thing as a carbon with a tar keneged ben yoina. The Briskerov explains that that's what's mevur in the sugya in Krisos Daf Tes with Rashi there, that the word vehikriv is mashma a carbon shalim to bring a whole carbon, and the whole carbon by an oif is dafka shtei sairim oi shnei b'nei yoina, not one of each. And therefore over here, when a person is makabel on himself, according to the Chachamim, he's makabel on himself to bring an adava of tzipayrim, the carbon that he's mechuyev to bring is shtei sairim or shnei b'nei yoina. This is all going with the shita of the Pirush HaMishnayis and the Meiri, that even lefia Chachamim, that a person is not makabel on himself nazirus b'zeh haloshen, but it is a kabbalah of an adava, and therefore he's mechuyev to bring the shtei tzipayrim as an adava. However, the Rambam in Yad HaChazaka and Hilchas Nazirus Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin, his lashon is paskening like the Chachamim Bayas. Einoi Nazir, when he says Harei Alayt Siparim, he is not a Nazir. V'Harei Zeh Kemisha Lo Yhoitzi B'Svasav Klum. It's as if he didn't say anything. It's not enough of a lashon of Kabbalas Nazirus, and therefore Lo Yhoitzi. It's Keilu Lo Yhoitzi B'Svasav Klum. Keilu he didn't say anything. So the Keren Oira is Medayik here in our sugya that the Rambam was choizer from what he said in Pirush HaMishnayis. In the Pirush HaMishnayis, and we learned that way in the Me'iri as well, they hold that the Chachamim also understand, the Chachamim say that when a person says Harei Alai Tzipayrim, he doesn't mean Nazirus. But what does he mean? He means that he's Makabal on himself in Nadava. The Gemara says a Svara, then he should have said Harei Alai Kain. The Chachamim argue on that Svara. However, the Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka went back, was choizer from that pshat, and went back to learn the simple pshat that even the Chachamim agreed to the Svara that he wasn't Mekabal on himself in Adava, or else he would have said Harei Alai Kain. And the whole Machlokes Rameir and the Chachamim is that Rameir holds that there is sufficient Lashon of Kabbalas Nazirus. As we said, a Lashon of Kabbalas Nazirus is a Lashon that it has to be clear from the Lashon that the person wants to be Mekabal Nazirus. We may not need a Lashon Shemashmoi in Yonai Nazirus, but it has to be clear from the person's lashon that he wants to be Makabal Nazirus. Reb Meir holds if a person says Harei Alai Tzipayrim, that is clear enough, either because of the pasuk in Daniel that talks about Tzipayrim next to growing hair, or if a Nazir is Oiv Lefanav, then it could be he alludes, if a Nazir Tahar is Oiv Lefanav, it could be he alludes to the Kabbalas Nazirus in such a way, and he means that he wants to be Makabal Nazirus, which may result in a Chiyav Tzipayrim if he becomes Tamei. The Chachamim hold also that if he meant an Adava Harei Alai, therefore he doesn't mean Nadava, but they hold that it's not sufficient of a Lashon of Kabbalas Nazirus, and therefore it's nothing. It's like a person said a Lashon which is not clear towards Nazirus, and it's not clear towards anything. It's as if he remains silent, and therefore the Halacha, the Rambam in Hilchas Nazirus paskins that once it's Einoi Nazir like the Shita Sachachamim, he's not even Mukhayev to bring Shtei Tzipayrim as a Nadava. He's Kamisha Lo Yhoitzi B'Svasav Klum, and he's Pato Lagam, not from, he doesn't have a chiyuv of Nazirus, and he doesn't have even a chiyuv carbon nedava. The Gemara at the end of the sugya says that if a person says a lashon of yamin, that he's going to do something, or smile, that he's going to do something, those words are in and of itself key words for a lashon shvuah, based on the pasuk in Yeshaya Samach Beis that says nishba Hashem b'yaminoi. That's a raya that yamin is a lashon shvuah, and the pasuk says uvizroya uzoy, in the arm of Hashem's strength. And as the Rosh points out, that must be referring to smile if it's mentioned right after biyaminoi. And he's mitzayin the Gemara in Brachas Davava Med Aleph that learns from these words uvizroya uzoy that Hashem kaviyachal puts on tefillin. And tefillin, as we know, is also on the yad smal. So the pasuk nishba Hashem biyamina yuvizraya uzay shows us that if a person says the lashon of yamin or the lashon of smal, those are key words in and of themselves of echi of shvua. The Rambam paskins this way in Hilchas Shvuas Perek Beis Halacha Vav that yamin is a lashon shvua and smal is a lashon shvua. The Ravid over there in Perek Beis, earlier in Halacha Gimel, points out that this is only im niskavein liyamin usmoil haboirei, if a person is mechavein to the right and the left of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, kaviyachal. But if that's the kavana, if a person says yamin, he's going to do something, and smoil, he's going to do something, and his mechavein to the yamin usmoil haboirei, then those are lashonis of shvuah. The Bach in Yerideya Simen Reish Lamed Zayin says that since we know that the Shitas HaRambam is in Hilchas Shvuas Perek Beis Halacha Beis that a Shvuas Bitui, when a person makes a Shvuah committing to do something or swearing that he's not going to do something, the Shvuah is only valid, says the Rambam, for who sheyazkir shem min hashemois, like kinui min hakinuyim. A person has to say the shem Hashem. If a person just says, I swear I'm going to do something, that is not a valid Lashon Shvuah. You have to say, I swear to Hashem, or any other variation of a Shem Hashem. Then that has a din of a Shvuah's Bitui. So the Bach in Yerideya Simen Reish Lamed Zayin says, according to that Rambam, when a person says Yamin, that that's a Lashon Shvuah, of course it means that he says Yamin of Hashem.
and smile of Hashem, you have to add the words of Hashem, because if not, the Lashon Yamin and smile are not Shemois of Hashem, they're not even Kinuyim of Hashem. And therefore, according to the Shitas HaRambam, that a Shvuas Bitui needs the Shem Hashem, our Gemara means also that he said Yamin or smile, adding the name Hashem. And like the words of the Bach is Mefurish in the Me'iri right over here, that he says, according to the Gedolei HaMechabrim, which is the Rambam, when a person says Yamin or Smol, it's a Lashon Shvua, only Kishayeshi Moim Haskaras Hashem, when you have the mention of the Shem Hashem. The Shach argues on the Bach, and therefore has a Ha'ara on the Me'iri as well. The Shach in Yeredeya, there in Siman Reish Lamed Zayin Sivkatan Yud Dalet, says that our Gemara cannot be talking about where the person said the Shem Hashem. It must mean, like the Gemara sounds literally, that he just said the word Yamin, I will do something, or smile, I will do something, without saying the Shem Hashem. Because if he mentioned the Shem Hashem, that itself is a key word of a Lashon Shvua. You don't need to add any more. If he says, by the right hand of Hashem, I will do something. Just by saying the word Hashem, I will do something. That itself is a Lashon Shvua. So Dal Mikan, the word Yamin or smile, it's a Lashon Shvua because of the Shem Hashem. The essence of a Shvua is, as the Rishonim explain in a number of places, that I swear to do something by the truth of Hashem, I swear to do this. So if you say, by Hashem, I will do this, that is a Shvua. That just like Hashem is true, it is true that I will do this. So you don't need to add the word Yamin or smile. It must be that if the Gemara says, the Braisa says that Yamin and smile are Lashon HaShvua, that must mean even without the Shem Hashem and not like the Bach. So this is a Ha'ara then on the Me'iri and on the Bach. How could they learn B'das HaRambam that our Gemara means Yamin together with the Shem Hashem or smile together with the Shem Hashem? If that's the case, the Shem Hashem itself should be the Lashon HaShvua, even Ilmalei the word Yamin or smile. But Ha'emes Yoyre Darkoi, the Me'iri himself, in Shvuas Daf Chaf Amir Aleph, says that the Shita of the Rambam is that the Shem Hashem alone, without any added Lashon, is Taka not a valid Lashon Shvua. And the Ar Sameach says this as well, B'das HaRambam, the Ar Sameach in Hilchas Shvuas, Perek Beis Halacha Vav. This that the Shach assumes is a Dover Pasha, that if a person says, La Hashem, I won't do something, or La Hashem, I will do something, that itself is a Lashon Shvua, the Me'iri says, and the Ar Sameach, they both say that the Rambam holds that Shem Hashem alone is not a Lashon Shvua. Even though the Ramban in Shvuas Daf Lamed Vav Amid Aleph says that it's a Dover Pashut, that the name of Hashem alone, that is a Lashon Shvua, the Ran in Nedarim Daf Beis Amid Aleph holds like this as well, and the Ran brings two Rayas to this, Ayin Sham. The Ramban in Shvuas Lamed Vav that we just mentioned says, V'zeh Einoi Tzarech Raya, doesn't even need a Raya, it's so Pashut that the Shem Hashem is the essence of a Shvua. So if you say the Shem Hashem, that is for sure the best Lashon Shvua. Even though the Ramban and the Ran assume this, but the Me'iri and the Ar Sameach say that the Das HaRambam is that Shem alone is not a Lashon Shvua. If that's the case, the Kash of the Shach is not Shver. Because as the Me'iri himself says, B'Das HaRambam, our Gemara is talking with Yamin, with the Shem Hashem, and Smol with the Shem Hashem. What's the Kash of the Shach? If you have the Shem Hashem, that itself should be a Lashon Shvua. Dal Mikan, the Lashon Yamin or Smol. The answer is, L'shitas HaRambam Atzmoy, it's not Shver. Because the Rambam himself holds that the Lashon of Lashem is not enough of a Lashon Shvua. Unlike the Ramban and the Ran. Therefore, our Gemara could be talking about where he says the Shem Hashem, and it's not enough of a Lashon Shvua until you add Yamin or Smol. Einachanami, according to the Shita of the Ramban and the Ran, that the Shem Hashem itself is a Lashon Shvua. So obviously our Gemara, our Braisa that says Yamin is a Lashon Shvua and Smol is a Lashon Shvua, that would be without the Shem Hashem. Because if there would be the Shem Hashem, then you didn't need the Lashon of Yamin or Smol. So the Shach is right, B'das HaRamban and B'das HaRan. But this that the Bach said that we're talking here when he mentioned the Shem Hashem according to the Shitas HaRambam, that could be true Lefi Shitas HaRambam Atzmoy, that he holds that a Shem itself is without any other Lashon is not a Lashon Shvua. The Shach himself earlier in Siman Reish Lamed Zayin in Sifkatan Beis Taka Paskins that the Shem Hashem alone is a Lashon Shvua, and the Shach says even B'Lashon Laz, even in English and Yiddish and other Lashonis as well, if a person says, I swear to Hashem, I swear by Hashem that I will do something, even if he doesn't use it in the Lashon Kodesh, that is a Lashon Shvua. So the Shach L'Shitasai assumes that that's a Dover Pashut, so that's why he says that our Gemara must be talking about where he didn't mention the Shem Hashem and the Lashon Shvua is only Yamin or smell. But Peshitas HaRambam that holds shame alone is not a Lashon Shvuah. We could very well be that our Gemara is referring to where he said Yemin of Hashem and smell of Hashem, like the Bach and the Meiri explain Pedas HaRambam. The Mishnah at the end of the Daf teaches us that if a person says Hareini Nazir Min HaChartzanim, I am a Nazir from the grape seeds, or if he says Hareini Nazir Min HaZagim, from the skins of the grapes, or Hareini Nazir Min HaTiglachas, from taking a haircut, or Hareini Nazir Min HaTuma, all these Lashonis, the halacha is Hareze Nazir V'chol Dikduke Nazirus Alav. He is a full-fledged Nazir with all the dinim of the Nazirus. And the Gemara explains that this is actually a machloikis Reb Shimon and the Chachamim. Reb Shimon hold Einoi Chayiv Ad Sheyidar Mikulam, that in such a case a person is not a full-fledged Nazir. Rabbanon hold Afilu Loi Nazar Ela Bechad Min Hoin Havi Nazir. The Shita of the Mishnah is like the Chachamim that hold that even if a person is Mekabel Nazirus from one aspect of the Nazirus, he is a full-fledged Nazirus V'chol Dikduke Nazirus Alav. The Gemara later on Daf Lamed Ches Amid Beis says that when a person is over on the Isurei Nazirus, if for example he drinks wine, there's an Isur of Lo Yishte, or if he eats grapes, he's over on the Isur of Lo Yoichal. In addition to that, he is over on the Isur that it says in Parshas Matos, Lo Yachel Devaroi, and he gets Malkus on that as well, that if a person makes a neder or a shvua, Torah says Lo Yachel Devaroi, that is the Isur in Gemara called Bal Yachel. And not only by a regular neder and a shvua do you have the Isser of Bal Yachal, but by Nazirus as well. Nazirus, after all, is a type of neder. When a person is Makabel Nazirus and then is over on the Isser Nazirus, in addition to getting Malchus for the specific lavin of Nazirus, he also gets Malchus for Lo Yachal Devaroi. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Samaches, Ois Dalet, Klerzach Safik, what would be the halacha in the case of our Mishnah? If a person says, Hareini Nazir min ha-tiglachas. He says, Hareini Nazir from Tiglachas. And then he goes ahead and is over on one of the Diktuke Nazirus, but not Tiglachas. He goes and eats grapes. So he definitely gets an Aveira for eating grapes, because it says, V'chol Diktuke Nazirus alav. Does he also get Malkus for Lo Yachel Devaroi? Lo Yachel Devaroi L'chayra is only when he's Mechalel his Dibur. His dibur was Hareini Nazir min ha-tiglachas, and he didn't shave. So what? So maybe he shouldn't be over Lo Yachel Devaroi. Or do we say no? And if Chol Diktuke Nazirus Alav, and even Lo Yachel Devaroi is included in his Isurim. So the Stipler in the Kehilas Yaakov over here in Nazir Simen Beis, and in Adarim as well in Simen Hay, is Mayrich about this Chakira of the Minchas Chinuch. And the Stipler decides that the mashmos of the Gemara is that every time that a person is over on his Nazirus, he's over on Lo Yachel Devaroi as well. And therefore says that it must be that even in this case where he says, Hareini Nazir min ha-tiglachas, or from any one specific aspect of the Nazirus, he is over Lo Yachel Devaroi when he is over on any of the Diktuke Nazirus. What would be the Hezber Adavar? L'chayra Lo Yachel Devaroi means he was... should not be mechalal his words, and his words did not say anything about grapes, his words were just Hareini Nazir min ha-tiglachas. Says the Stipler, the gedder of the Issa Lo Yachel Devaroi is not that it's aser to be mechalal your direct words, but anything that comes mikoyach nidroi, anything that results from your words, even if it is an indirect result, that you have an Isser to be Mechal such a Dibur. And therefore, even though your words here was a Kabbalas Nazirus min ha-tiglachas, but still since the Halacha is that Hareze Nazir v'chol Diktuke Nazirus alav, the Isser Nazirus results from your words, albeit indirectly, that is included in the Isser and the Malkus of Lo Yachel Devaroi. The Stipler says it's Muchach like that from the Sheet of the Ma'arit that we mentioned in yesterday's Shir. The Ma'arit holds that anytime a person is Mekabel Nazirus, he's not really being Mekabel directly to be Poirish from the Isurei Nazirus. He is just being Mekabel on himself, a Toyar Nazir. He's being Mekabel on himself, the title of a Nazir, and he is bestowed with Kedushas Nazirus. Then Memela, automatically, indirectly from his Kabbalah, the Torah now gives him Isurim. Just like the Torah gives special Isurim to a Kohen, the Torah gives special Isurim to those who have the title of a Nazir. But that was never in your direct Kabbalah, the precious of the Isurim of Nazirus. If that's the case, how you ever over lo yachal devaroy? You never said words that you're gonna be makabel on yourself to stay away from the isurei nazir. All you were makabel was kedushas nazirus, and memela indirectly you became aser with the isurei nazirus. It must be it's muchach from the Ma'arit that the din of lo yachal devaroy is not just an iser to be machalal your direct words, but it's to be machalal anything that comes mikoyach nidroy, even if it is indirect. And therefore, even when a person says Hareini Nazir Minatiklachas or Minatoma and then goes ahead and eats grapes or drinks wine, he also gets Malkus for Lo Yachal Devarim. According to the Rishonim that we mentioned that don't hold like the Hagdara of the Ma'arit, and hold that when a person is saying Hareini Nazir, the essence of the word Hareini Nazir is Hareini Pyresh, I am gonna be Pyresh from the Isurei Nazirus that are mentioned in the Torah, then we don't have a raya that the Isser of Lo Yachal Dvaray is going on anything that it comes indirectly mikoyach nidroy. It could very well be that Lo Yachal Dvaray means that you're not allowed to be mechalel the direct dibur. And Hareini Nazir, the direct dibur of the Hareini Nazir, the taich is that I'm going to be pyrish from all the Isurei Nazirus, from wine, from Tiglachas, from Tuma. And therefore it could be that Lo Yachal Dvaray is only on when a person is mechalel directly his words. However, my Rebbe Rav Asher Arieli Shlita explained that the Stipler is right, that the Pashtus is that every Nazir who is over on his Isurei Nazirus is over Lo Yachal Devaray. But the Hesber does not have to be like the Stipler, that Lo Yachal Devaray means don't be mechalal anything that comes mikoyach nidroy, albeit indirectly. It could be taka that the din of Lo Yachal Devaray is an Isser to be mechalal your direct words. And if we learn like the Rishonim that Kabbalas Nazirus means that I'm going to be Mekabala myself to be Pyrish from all the Isurei Nazirus. So when a person then goes ahead and drinks wine or does anything that a Nazir is not allowed to do, he is considered directly being Mechala Diburai. That's why there's a Lav and Malkus of Lo Yachal Devaray. And even if that is the Hagdara, of even if that is the Isser of Lo Yachal Devaray, to be mechalal the words, the Isurim that come directly from your words, it still could be that in the case of our Mishnah, when a person says Hareini Nazir from one aspect of Nazirus, he is Oiver and gets Malkus for Lo Yachal Devaray, even on the Kol Dikduke Nazirus that come from his Kabbalah. And the Hesber could be, said Rav Asher Arieli, that when it says in our Mishnah, Hareizeh Nazir v'chol dikduke Nazirus alav, the pshat is not that this person's Kabbalas Nazirus was Minatiglachas. And now that he was Mekabal Nazirus Minatiglachas, the Nazirus extends, the Chalois Nazirus is Mispashet and extends to the entire Nazirus. That's not what's going on when it says in the Mishnah, Hareizeh Nazir v'chol dikduke Nazirus alav. The pshat in the Mishnah is that there is no such thing, according to the Chachamim, as a Kabbalas Nazirus lachatzoin. There is no such thing as being Mekabal Nazirus part way. When a person says Hareini Nazir menatiglachas, if he used the Nusach Nazir, Hareini Nazir menatiglachas, that is ke'ilu he was Mekabal on himself the entire Nazirus. Just like when he says Hareini Nazir, he means that I'm being Pyrish from Tiglachas, from Tuma, from Yayin, even though he didn't use those words, because that's what Nazirus means. Nazirus means all the Isurei Nazirus that it says in the Torah. So when a person says Hareini Nazir mena Tiglachas, it's not merely a Kabbalas Nazirus legabi Tiglachas, and then the Chalois Nazirus extends to other dinim. It's as if he was Mekabel, that is the din of the Torah, that the Chachamim Darshan from Psukim at the end of the Amud, that Kol Dikduke Nazirus Alav, that it's as if he was Mekabel on himself, Kol Dikduke Nazirus. And that is the Tiktuk Lashon HaMefarish here in the Mishnah. The Mefarish says, Omar Hareini Nazir Men HaChatzanim, or Hareini Nazir Men HaZagin, Harehu Kemisha Omar Hareini Nazir Stam. It's as if he said, Hareini Nazir Stam, Shemekabel Alav, Kol Dikduke Nazirus. Not that he was Mekabel on himself, one aspect of Nazirus, and the Torah makes it Chal on him, that the whole Nazirus takes effect on him. No, the din of the Chachamim is that it's Kemisha Omar, as if he said Hareini Nazir Stam, which includes everything, Shemekabel Alav Kol Dikduke Nazirus. If that's the understanding, we could say that Lo Yachal Dvaray Taka means don't be mechalal your words, not don't be mechalal things that come mikoyach nidroy. Don't be machal your words. And your words of Hareini Nazir b'derech klal is not like the Ma'arit. It's like most Rishonim that hold, Hareini Nazir means I am giving Makabal on myself to be Pirish from Yayin, Pirish from Tiglachas, Pirish from Tuma, as it says in the Torah and Parashas Nazirus. And therefore, when one is over these Isurim, he is over on Loyachal Devari as well, because that was the content of his words, Hareini Nazir. And in our Mishnah as well, when he says Hareini Nazir min HaTiglachas, and then goes ahead and eats grapes, true, like the Stipler says, Lahalacha, that he gets Loyachal Devari, he'll get Malkus for Loyachal Devari, but not necessarily because of the understanding of the Stipler that Loyachal includes things that come indirectly from his words. But Adarabba, this does come directly from his words, because the Gzeres HaKosav of Hareza Nazir V'chol Dikduke Nazir Salav is, as the Lashon HaMefarish, Kemisha Omar Hareini Nazir Stam Shemekabel Alav Kol Dikduke Nazirus. When he is Mekabel Nazirus, even from a partial chelik of the Parashas Nazirus, it is ki'ilu, he is makabal on himself, full nazirus, and therefore any dine nazirus that he is over alav, he is over on loyachal devarai as well. The Gemara brings the shita of Reb Shimon that argues on our Mishnah and holds ein oichayiv ad sheyidar mikulam. The pashtus of the shita of Reb Shimon is that if someone says hareini nazir min hachatzanim, he is not a nazir at all. According to the Chachamim, he is a full-fledged nazir v'chol diktuke nazirus alav. According to Reb Shimon, he is not a nazir at all. However, if you look in the Pirish of Rabbeinu Avram in Ahar, over here he brings two opinions. Ika da Amri loy havi nazir klal. Some say according to Reb Shimon, he's not a nazir b'chlal. The Ika da Amri ad sheyazim mikulon einoy aser b'chulon. Avol chatzi nazirus kibal alav. That unless you're makabel full nazirus, then you're not a full-fledged nazir. But if you say hareini nazir min achatzanim, you are a makabel chatzi nazirus, and it's possible to makabel chatzi nazirus that you are a nazir min achatzanim. Rabbeinu Avram ben Ahara and Avdalad Amir Aleph brings this opinion in the name of Rashi, that according to Reb Shimon, chal alei chatzi nazirus. But that is a shita mechudesha, a sadas yachid. The pashtus of the other mefarshim is that according to the shita of Rab Shimon, if a person is makabel on himself a chatzi nazirus, we don't say he's a full-fledged nazir like the Rabbanan, and there's no such thing as a chatzi nazirus, so therefore, ein eichayev atsheyida mekulan, he's not aser bechlal in the isuri nazirus, no nazirus is chal alav. There is a chakira that Rabbi Elchanan in the Kovitz Shiurim in Mesechta Beya declares, Mesechta Beya Daf Chaf Amid Aleph, it's in the Kovitz Shiurim Simen Nun Beis, that is very relevant to the Shita of Reb Shimon over here. Reb Elchanan understands that when a person is Makabel Nazirus, the Neder HaNazirus is that he's Makabel on himself to be careful to watch all the Isurei Nazirus. Al Derech, what we've explained in the name of most Rishonim, unlike the Maharit, that the Kabbalah's Nazirus is a Kabbalah to be Pirish from the Isurei Nazir, from Yayin, Tiglachas, and Tuma. And Rabbi Chanan clears, what about the Chi of Karbanos? At the end of the Nazirus, the person is Chayiv to bring the three Karbanos, the Chatos, the Oila, and the Shlamim. So that Chi of Karbanos, is that also included in the person's Kabbalah? Kabbalah's Nazirus is that he's going to be Shomer the Isurei Nazirus for 30 days or for as long as his Nazirus, and then B'yayim Melois Yemei Nizrai, he's going to bring Karbanos? Or maybe no, maybe the Kabbalah's Nazirus is the precious of being Pirish from Yayin to Glachas and Toma, and the Torah is puts on a Nazir but that's not part of the actual Kabbalah. Says Rabbi Elchanan, what would be a nafkamina, how we understand the Chi of Karbanos? Is it part of the actual Kabbalah, or is it something that the Torah puts on him at the end of the Nazirus? A nafkamina would be lefi the shita of our Reb Shimon here in the Sugya. Because Reb Shimon says that a person is not a Nazir, surely not a full-fledged Nazir, ad sheyidar mikulam. How is someone yidar mikulam? So if he says stam aloshen hareini nazir, that is yidar mikulam. Hareini nazir means a full kabbalas nazirus. But if the person is mefarit the isurei nazirus and he says hareini nazir min hayayin min atiglachas umin atuma, he says that I'm going to be a nazir from all these three things, yayin, tiglachas, and tuma. But he doesn't mention the karbanos. He doesn't say, and I'm a Nazir who's going to be chayiv to bring the karbanos at the end. What would be the halacha? Is that also einoy chayiv ad sheyidar mikulan? Because he hasn't been makabel all the pratim that normally rest in a kabbalas nazirus? Or do we say, no, he was
mekabel the full kabbalas nazirus, because the full kabbalas nazirus is yayin teglachas and tuma. Karbonis is a din memela that the Torah is mechayev him at the end of the yemei nazirus. So when a person says hareini nazir and he's mefarit the dine nazirus, if he says min hayayin min hateglachas min hatuma, but he leaves out the chi of karbonis that he's going to be chayev at the end, what would be the halacha? If we understand that karbonis is normally included in the kabbalas nazirus, then he would not be a full fledged Nazir, according to Reb Shimon, in such a case. If we assume that the Kabbalas Naziris is only to be pirish from the Isurei Nazir, and the Karbonis is a chi of the Ram Yerachmana Alei at the end of the Naziris, so then when a person says, Hareini Nazir min Hayayin u min Ateglachas u min Atumma, that is a full-fledged Kabbalas Naziris, because he didn't omit anything that normally is included in the Kabbalas Naziris. The emes is that Toisvis in our Sugya and Avdal Ramir Aleph, both in Dibur HaMaschil Ad, and in Dibur HaMaschil Mikol, is mashma clearly that the full Kabbalas Nazirus that one has to say, according to Reb Shimon, is Yayin Teglachas and Toma. Tosfos doesn't mention at all the Chi of Karbonis. Tosfos says, in Bala Farish, if the person comes to be Mefarish the Dinim of Nazirus, he has to say Chartzon and Zag, he has to be Mefarish Kulam, also, Gam Teglachas V'Toma. Also Teglachas and Toma, Tosfos doesn't mention a word about the Karbonis. Similarly, in the Rosh Bayos on Daf Gimel Amid Beis, and a little more clearly in the Rosh later on Daf Lamed Ches Amid Aleph, that according to Reb Shimon, a person is not a nazir ad sheyazim mikulon, mitiglachas umituma umiyayin. That's called kulon, those three. And based on the words of Rabbi Chanan, that he says that this would be a nafkamina in his chakira, it seems that Tosis and the Rosh hold that the Kabbalas Nazirus normally does not include the Karbanos. The Kabbalas Nazirus is to be pirish from the Isurei Nazir, from Yayin to Glachas and Tumah, and Mamela, the Torah, is Ram Ya'alei Achiv later on to bring the Karbanos, but the Karbanos is not a chelik of the Etzem Kabbalah, and therefore when a person is mefarish the dinim of the Kabbalas Nazirus, if he's mefarish Yayin to Glachas and Tuma, that would suffice even according to Reb Shimon, and it would be chal on him a full-fledged Nazirus. There's a sugya in Zvachim Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amid Beis, and in Tmura Daf Yud Dalet Amid Beis, where Reb Meir and the Rabbanon argue whether the karbonis of a Nazir, the karbonis that a Nazir Tahar is mechuyev to bring b'yoyim elois yemei nizrei, are those called karbonis that are nider v'nidev, that are brought voluntarily, or are those karbonis chayva that are not in the category of nider v'nidev? The Rabbanon hold that these karbonis are chayvois. They're not called nider v'nidev. Rashi and Zvachim Kuf Yud Zayin Amid Beis says why are they called karbonis chayva? To who loy his nadev elu ha-karbonis? Because he was not misnadev to bring these karbonis. Ela osar atzmai b'yayin v'tiglachas. What he did voluntarily was to aser himself in yayin and tiglachas. Umei elov nischayev v'karbonis. Then on its own there became a chi of carbon. The Torah put on him a chi of carbon. Rashi and Tmura Daf Yudalad Amid Beis similarly says the Afa Gav the Nazirus Ba Alav Ayedei Neder, even though Nazirus came voluntarily through his Neder, Ein Ha Karbonis Nikraim Nider V'Nidev. The Haloi Nader Elamin Ayayin, he only asked himself on Yayin, for Ha Karbon May Elav Muta Alav Chayva. It's Mavur in Rashi Beshitas Harabonon that, like the way we were poished from the Tosis and the Rosh, that the Karbonis is taka not included in the Kabbalas HaNaziris. The Kabbalas HaNaziris, the Neder HaNaziris, is that he's makabal on himself to be poished from the Isurei Nazir, Miyayin V'Teglachas Atuma. Karbonis are called Karbonis Chayva because May Elov Nischayev B'Karbonis. At the end of the Naziris, the Torah puts on him the Chayev, but that's not part of the Etzem Kabbalah. One can say that maybe Reb Meir argues on this Nakuda Gufa. If Reb Meir says that these Karbonis are called Nider V'Nidev, maybe Rabban and Reb Meir are arguing about this Chakira of Rabbi Chanan, that Reb Meir holds it's called Nider V'Nidev because he holds that that is included, the Karbonis are included in the Etzem Neder HaNaziris, in the Kabbalas HaNaziris, and therefore Reb Meir considered these Karbonis Nider V'Nidev. However, if one looks carefully at the Lashon of Rashi and Zvachim and in Tmura over there, it's Masha from Rashi that even Bedasar and Meir, the Karbonis are not part of the actual Neder HaNaziris. And Rashi says, Bedasra Meir, that even though Bimlois Nizroi, these Karbonis are a Chayva Olav, Mikal Makam Ayedei Neder Ba'u Olav. And Rashi in Tmura says a little more, Dinazirus Ayedei Neder Ba'u Olav. It's mashma that the main Nakuda where Reb Meir argues in the Rabbanon is not that Reb Meir understands that the
karbonis are included in his Kabbalah. It's that since Lemaisa, this chayvas hakarbonis at the end of the Nazirus came because he was makabal on himself Nazirus. It came as a result of his neder ha-Nazirus. Therefore, it's considered a carbon that's nidav v'nidav, because the Nazirus came al yaday his Kabbalah, al yaday his neder u'nidava. But the karbonis itself is definitely not part of the Kabbalah, even according to Rebbe Meir. There's a piece in the Sefer Hazikaron called Vayita Eshel, in the name of Reb Ruvain Grizovsky, where Reb Ruvain explains this as well, that the Machloikes Reb Meir and the Rabbanon is not because Reb Meir holds that the Chi of Karbonis is included in the Kabbalah's Nazirus. He agrees to the Rabbanon that that's not included in the actual Neder HaNazirus. However, Reb Meir holds it's still called Nidev and Nidev, since the Nazirus came through a Neder. And Reb Ruvain learns this from a Toisvis in Psachim, Daf Lamed Chesam, and Beis, Dibur Hamaschil Zois, Ayin Sham. It's kedai to point out that the thing is Mefurish in the Me'iri, on Daf Heyam Bid Aleph, Dibur Hamaschil Yesh Besugya. The Pshat in Reb Meir is, Shekarbonis Nazirois Kruyois Nidev V'Nidev. The Karbonis of Nazirois are called Nidev V'Nidev. Af Al Pisha HaNeder Enoi Ela Al HaYayin V'Chaverov. Even though the Neder HaNazirois is really only on Yayin V'Chaverov, Yayin Teglachas and Tuma, V'Chiv HaKarbonis Mei Elov Uba. And the Chi of Karbonis comes Mei Elov, which is similar to the Lashon Rashi that we just mentioned. But the Me'iri is saying it beferish even in Reb Meir, that the Yesoi Chitas Reb Meir is not that he understands the Kabbalah's Nazirus differently. It's that he holds that the Geder of Nidav V'Nidav is different. That even if the Karbonis are Chayva, still, since Lemaisa, it came through a Neder HaNazirus, that's when the Chayva is Chal on him. Therefore, it's considered Neder V'Nidev according to Reb Meir. So, Chinu Ledin, that we learned according to Rabbanan and even according to Reb Meir, that the Geder of the Kabbalah HaNazirus is that a person is Mekabal on himself to be Poirish from the Isurei Nazir, and the Karbonis are a Chayva that come afterwards, and therefore, according to our Shitas Reb Shimon, that you have to be Yidar Mikulam. If you come to be Mefaret the Dine Nazirus, you do not have to be Mefaret the Chi of Karbonis. All you have to be Mefaret is the Isur Yayin Teglachas and Tumah. There are Achroinim, the Divrei Yecheskel and Simen Yud Gimel, and the Chazinish in Evan Ezes Simen Kuf Lamed Ches Oizvav, who bring a raya from Toisvis later on Daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, that Toisvis holds that the Karbonis is included in the Etzem Kabbalah's HaNazirus. However, the raya is not so simple at all. I discussed this by Arichus in the Nezer Avram later on Daf Tes Amid Aleph in Ois Mem Tes, Ayin Sham Al Kopanim. It's kedai to end off with the din that the Rambam says that is Negea to this Chakira and Negea to another point that we mentioned earlier in the Shir. The Rambam in Hilchas Nazirus, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, says that if a person is over on any of the Isurei Nazirus, for example, he takes a haircut, or he becomes Tamei, or he eats Migefen Hayayin, Hareiz Eloike Shtayim, he gets Malkus twice. Once for the Etzem Lav that he was over, that he became Tamei, or that he took a haircut, or that he ate from grapes. And secondly, he gets Malkus on Lo Yachel Devaroi. So my Rebbe Rav Asher Arieli was Ma'irer. We see that the Rambam brings down not just the Malkus of the Isurei Nazir, but the Malkus of Lo Yachel Dvaray. How come in Perech Ches of Hilchas Nazirus, when the Rambam tells us all the dinim, the chayvas of the Nazir, to bring the Karbonis at the end, why doesn't the Rambam say that if a person does not bring the Karbonis Nazirus when he is supposed to, so he is over on Bal Yachel? Should be over on Lo Yachel Dvaray. If part of the Neder HaNazirus is that he's going to bring the Karbonis later at the end of the Nazirus, so when he doesn't do that, he's being Mechalel Diburay, he should be over on Lo Yachel Dvaray. Rav Asher said that Ilchayra, the answer to the Pshat and the Rambam is like this Yesoi that we came out now, that the Karbonis is not a chelik of the Kabbalah's HaNazirus. The Kabbalah's HaNazirus, the Dibur of Hareini Nazir, means that I'm going to be Pirish, Nazirus is a Lashon Prisha, I'm going to be Pirish from Yayin, Tiglachas, and Tumah. The Chi of HaKarbonis may Elov Ba. That comes afterwards. Therefore, if a person is over on things that were the Etzem Kabbalah's HaNazirus, Yayin, Tiglachas, and Tumah, then he is over Bal Yachel as well. He gets Malkus for Bal Yachel as well. But if he does not bring his Karbonis, he wasn't Mechal the Dibur of the Kabbalah's HaNazirus. He was just Mevatel that Choyva. So then he gets an Avera for being Mevatel that Choyva, but he's not over on Lo Yachel Dvaroi, because that wasn't directly part of the Neder HaNazirus, as we were Machri Bria and the Safek of Rabbi Chanan, from Toisvis and the Rosh, and from Rashi and Zvachim and Tmura, from the Meiri on Dafei, that the Karbonos is not a chelek of the Kabbalah's Hanazirus. However, this Pshat in the Rambam is based also on the understanding that Rav Asher understood earlier in this year as well, that we mentioned that the Stipler says that Lo Yachal Devaroi includes anything that comes mikoyach nidroi, even if it's an indirect result from his neder, that would also be included in Bal Yachel. If that's true, then the Rambam is still shver. Then you should be over Bal Yachel, even when you do not bring your karbonis. Because even if it's not part of the etzem kabbalas hanazirus, but that is a chiyuv that came mikoyach nidroi, and therefore one should be over Bal Yachel. We see from the Rambam two yesoides. Firstly, that the karbonis is not included in the etzem neder hanazirus. And in addition to that, we see that the Isser of Bal Yachel is only when you're mechalel a dibur of the etzem kabbalas hanazirus. That is the neder. The neder hanazirus is that you're not going to eat yoytzim and hagefen, you're not going to become tamei meis, and you're not going to take a haircut. So from the Rambam, if the diuk is correct, that it's mashman the Rambam, that if a person does not bring the karbonis, then he's not oiver Bal Yachel. The Rambam doesn't say a word of Bal Yachel there. He only says Bal Yachel in Perek Aleph when he's discussing being oiver on the Isurei Nazir. Then it's mashup from the Rambam, these two yesoides. Firstly, that the Kabbalah Hanazirus does not include the karbonis, and Mimela, it's possible to say that you're not oiver Bal Yachel, because it's not a chelik of the Kabbalah Hanazirus. And you have to add that prat that Lo Yachal Devari does not include anything that comes indirectly from his neder, anything that comes as a toilada mikoyach nidroi. No, Bal Yachal Devari is only when he's mechalal things that are included in the etzem Kabbalah Hanazirus, in the etzem neder Hanazirus. And therefore, if we're right that the karbonis are not included in the etzem neder Hanazirus, that is why the Rambam did not bring the din of Bal Yachal and Peraches, because the taka is no avera of Bal Yachal, of Lo Yachal Devari, if he does not bring his karbonis b'soif yumei hanazirus.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or mesechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.